Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Merry Christmas, happy holidays to all, and to all a good day. Even Sean, don't call me Seth Meyers, who's sitting to my left. Sean, can you do the split screen so people can see the cardboard cutout of Bob Pompeiani? Look at him. There he is.
He's in the holiday spirit, no doubt. He looks a little happier than normal.
Yeah. He's in a golf suit. As I adjust the camera here, he looks great. I mean, when doesn't he look great? And he's one of the nicest men alive, although he didn't give me a Christmas present. Did you hear about that?
No. Did you give him a very little shirt?
Yeah, little but prestigious. No, yes. I gave him a fan keychain, Bob.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I got it 2 minutes before the show and wrapped it in bubble wrap and gave him a keychain.
It's a thoughtful gift.
I thought so. Better than the gift he gave me, which was nothing. And then I got City Limits, a toddler Kenny Pickett jersey.
That's what I saw. Yeah. Okay.
That was wonderful.
Did it fit him?
Yeah. It was too big, actually. Mm.
I'll have to put on a little weight over Christmas time.
How are you? You okay?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. I'm doing well. You must be happy with your Niners. Yes?
Yes. I mean.
What a surprise team they've become.
I still have doubts. I think maybe some Steelers fans feel the same way about their team. I have doubts that they can make a deep postseason run just because of what they're missing. But
not if Brock Purdy plays like that.
I have always been a Purdy believer, and man, that was maybe his finest moment last night. 5 touchdown passes was nearly perfect. They're a dangerous team in what is a very competitive NFC West. They could still finish in third place in their division, or they could be the number one seed overall out of that conference.
I agree. But that's not what we came here to talk about today, did we? We came here to talk about the Steelers, and the big story today is DK Metcalf, and we're monitoring that situation. I don't know when exactly this hearing is supposed to be or when a ruling might come down, but I imagine today could be the day. Do rulings usually come down on Tuesdays, Sean? Don't call me Seth Meyers.
Yeah, it sounds like a good day for a ruling.
We'll keep our eyes glued to Twitter. Either way, let's stick to the facts of the case as we know them, and we don't know all of them. And here's what I want to start with. First of all, we haven't heard from DK himself. We haven't heard from the man. We've heard James Harrison, former Steeler. We've heard Chad Johnson, former Bengal, talking on their respective podcasts saying that they both heard from DK that this was prompted by a racial slur and an insult of DK's mother, a vulgar insult of DK's mother. That sort of, to me, right now, is a separate topic from what the NFL is going to do, right? Like, I'm sure everybody has thoughts on that. My question is, and of course, Ryan Kennedy, the guy in question here, the Lions fan, and, you know, no matter what happens in this case, I think it's guys like him that really, really just ruin things, you know? I think from everything that I've seen and heard about this case and the fact that this apparently happened before where he was trying to goad DK Metcalf into something, these morons that show up to games and want to goad players into things, I think it's pretty clear that guy wanted to do it. I don't know exactly how he did it. He denies through his newly hired representation that he said anything like he's being accused of via James Harrison and DK Metcalf, or I'm sorry, James Harrison and Chad Johnson via DK Metcalf, they say. He denies anything and everything.
He said he used his full government name,
and,
right?
And I don't know. Again, I don't know. There's a video where it doesn't sound like anything's being said, but the video doesn't cover what happened before. You can't hear him very clearly. I don't know about that part of it. I don't know. Neither do you. Out there. Not you, Sean. Don't call me Seth Meyers. Nobody really does at this point know about that. But I do know that people like him tend to ruin things. This Ryan Kennedy showing up in his blue wig and trying to crap talk people. And trying to goad them. That much I know. That this moron is not, he's the type of person you don't want to be near at games. Would you agree with that?
Yes. I am one of those people that, you know, I am very reserved at sporting events. And I agree that there's some people that are so obnoxious that they kind of ruin it for everyone around him. And in this case, took it to the next step, which is interacting with players. And that's just way beyond what I think is the intent of being a fan at a sporting
event.
Yeah,
although you do have the right to interact, for sure. You have the right to say a lot of things. I don't know if what's being purported was said that you have a right to say that. But you have a right to say a lot of things from your seat. You could tell by the way he celebrated after Metcalf took a swipe at him that this guy was there to try to get a rise out of a player. And he did. But all of that right now is immaterial to what is happening with the suspension. We look at precedent and we look at the situation. He's been suspended for 2 games, which to me seems harsh, and I'll tell you why. The comparison that doesn't work for me is Lamar Jackson. Had somebody start off the old mailbag at the Post-Gazette today with that question that seems to be making its way around our shows on this station and social media and everywhere else, is if the league didn't punish Lamar, why are they punishing Metcalf? There's such an obvious answer to that question that it boggles the mind. A fan in Buffalo reached onto the field of play. As soon as you cross that barrier, that is the railing extended that goes around an NFL stadium, and you make physical contact with a player, all bets are off and the player is protected from physically contacting you in return. Think of the James Harrison incident that is celebrated, and I thought it was pretty great too, actually, around here. When the idiot Cleveland Browns fan ran on the field and started running around and James Harrison took him and body slammed him. That guy lost every protection he has the minute he entered the arena. The idiot Bills fan who reached over the railing and aggressively pushed Lamar Jackson's helmet, pushed his head is what he did, aggressively, lost every protection he has and Lamar pushed him back. The second you enter the arena and make physical contact with one of the competitors, you lose everything. And the NFL was exactly right in its ruling on the Lamar Jackson incident. It banned that fan from all future games. And it didn't punish Lamar. Right move. Okay? How anybody can look at DK Metcalf's situation and compare it to that, again, just astounds me. Like, what the hell are you looking at? Who initiated the physical contact? Who made the only physical contact in this situation? It was Metcalf. You can think it was justified. Maybe it was. But in terms of the actual suspension, he is the only one. He actually entered the fan arena, if you will, and reached up, pulled the guy's head down toward him, and then took a swipe at him. It's in no way comparable to Lamar based on the one obvious question, which is this. Who initiated the physical contact? Fan in Buffalo, DK in Detroit, period. End of that comparison. Just the end of it. However, if I'm DK Metcalf and his reps, there's yet another example that I would absolutely use in an effort to get my suspension reduced, which I think it will be, or erased, which I think maybe it should be based on this example. And you don't have to look far. It was 2 years ago in Philly. The Buffalo Bills were in Philly. There's video all over the place if you want to see that. And there was a fan in Philly who Bills players said was threatening players and their families. Life-threatening stuff, they said. And the fan was allowed to stay at the game. Well, as the game progressed, it might have even been after. I couldn't tell from the video, but it doesn't matter. It was a couple of the Bills players walking over to this fan, and then Shaq Lawson, defensive end, reaching up and pushing the fan. That happened. Just looked at the video this morning. The NFL did not punish Shaq Lawson. There was no physical initiation from the fan. Again, like with the Metcalf thing, we can all think what was allegedly said was horrifying, right? And that if I were in that situation, here's what I would have done. Kind of like the Jalen Ramsey spitting thing on the field. Yeah, this is what I would have done. Okay, but that's separate from what goes down with the adjudication from it from the NFL level. Now, in this situation, the NFL will look hypocritical because it didn't even fine Shaq Lawson. Lawson, based on the video, in response to verbal, you want to call it abuse, in response to something verbal, put his hands on a fan and pushed him and didn't get any fine or suspension from the league. The Bills fined Lawson. That's not the same as the league. So he basically escaped with no punishment. If I'm DK Metcalf and his guys, that's the first thing I'm saying to the league. What about this guy? You want to call the swipe worse than the push? I don't know, I guess. I guess maybe, although it didn't appear that DK made much contact, did it? It's not like he broke the guy's jaw.
It was seemingly like a grazing shove almost, I thought.
Well, it was a swipe with one hand.
Like the contact of what you would call a punch, you know, making a connection with someone's face necessarily.
It definitely didn't. Not full connection anyway. So yeah, man, if I'm DK and his guys, I'm saying 2 years ago in Philly, you had a Buffalo Bills player reach into the crowd and push somebody. He got zero penalty from you. None. And I'm getting suspended 2 games? That's the case I would use, not Lamar Jackson. And I think it's actually a pretty solid case. And it's not the only one in NFL history, I might add, but it's the most recent one. And that would be Exhibit A if I were Metcalf and his representatives. 412-928-9370. I'm way more interested in that side of it than the other side of it, which is what was said. Until we hear from Metcalf, I don't even want to really talk about that side. If Metcalf wants to say what he said happened, then he should come out and say what happened. And then we can talk about that more. I'm interested in A, what should happen from the league? What should the suspension be reduced or erased? And then how the Steelers compensate here on the field. I think we're forgetting one thing here. And I know I'm gung-ho on the Steelers right now. I am. But if the Ravens manage to win against a desperate Packer team, then the Steelers, you know, it would behoove them to win in Cleveland and not set up a final game against the Ravens, winner take all. So this could be a mighty important game. I'm sure that Ravens Packers will probably go down to the wire. Don't you think? I don't even know. Is Jordan Love going to play? I don't know. It's probably going to be an ugly game. Maybe with two backup quarterbacks. Who knows what could happen? And we do know the Steelers have had some problems in Cleveland with quarterbacks that are, well, at least one that's just as bad or worse than Shedeur Sanders. They lost to DTR there a couple of years ago. I think this is a better Steeler team and they'll win. But you know what I'm getting at. This could have implications on the field. But bottom line is, I think that this suspension should be reduced. You know what? I even think it should be erased, I'll be honest with you, based on the Shaq Lawson incident. I think they should give Metcalf a hefty fine, and that's it. 2 years ago, you had a guy who was prompted by verbal taunting, you could say, reached his hands over the railing and shoved a Philadelphia Eagles fan. The NFL didn't suspend him. They didn't fine him 1 cent. So be consistent here. I guess they could argue the swipe is worse than a push. It was sort of a pull down and swipe. He pulled the blue-wigged man toward him and then swiped up at him. I don't know. Is that exponentially worse than a push? It's physical contact either way. Nobody was injured in either incident. Certainly, it should be reduced to one game, and I would even argue it should be reduced to a fine, by the way, which would still be more than Lawson got from the league. Another example from a long, long time ago when Little City Limits wasn't even born yet, and I think Donnie was only 3. How old were you in 1999, Sean?
I was older than 3, I can tell you that. I was maybe starting high school.
Starting high school.
Perhaps.
Did you have a beard back then like you do now?
I did not have a beard when I was starting high school. No, that
was a later
development.
Would you describe yourself as angry, confused, or generally pleasant at that age?
I definitely was not angry. I've been confused for quite a long time.
Me too. So 1999, Mile High Stadium. Lincoln Kennedy and Charles Woodson got into it with fans at Mile High, who were throwing snowballs at the players. Reportedly, at least one of those had a battery inside it. So Charles Woodson threw an ice ball back and hit a lady in the face, according to reports back then. And Lincoln Kennedy punched somebody. And guess what happened to them? Well, they were cited for like misdemeanors and things like that. It became a legal issue. I don't exactly remember whether they were officially charged, but it became a legal issue in Denver. But they were exonerated by the league because they were physically assaulted by people in the crowd. You get, according to everything I've seen from NFL history, if you are physically confronted and in any way contacted by fans when you're in the arena of play, you have the right to respond physically, period. So get the Lamar Jackson thing out of your mind and focus on the Shaq Lawson comparison. It's the only one that matters, and it's profound, and it's powerful, and it should get the Metcalf, if him and his people know what they're doing, they should have come to the offices or on the phone or whatever, however they're doing this meeting, armed with that video, period. That's it. You give me two games, you gave this guy nothing, you didn't fine him a penny? What are you doing? And then the second that they either uphold that suspension or maybe only reduce it to a game, you say,
maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. Then the whole world will see this video tomorrow, and then you tell us how you can square one with the other. You tell us. 412-928-9370. Off the Top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. This is the story of the day, and it could have important on-field ramifications. It truly could. Games in Cleveland have not been pretty of late. Let's hit the lines, Sean. What do we got?
We are going to go to Baldwin with JD.
What's up, JD? You there? Who's next?
All right, we're going to go to New Brighton with Brian.
I like New Brighton. Hello, Brian. It appears we're having trouble with the phone calls.
What in the world's going on? Did Dom do this?
Probably. Dom sabotaged the entire show. Here are the things Dom did do this morning. Went late so Sean couldn't get settled and do things like get the phones ready. Hid the cleaning wipes, knowing I'm a hypochondriac. He hid the cleaning wipes. He said he didn't. And then I walked into the producer booth, and what's sitting right where he was? Yes, the cleaning wipes. That's what intern Dom does to people around here. And he even insulted Bob. I didn't insult Bob. Are we good, Sean?
Let's see if we can... Can we hear Brian now?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, man. Go ahead.
Hey, so one of the things that from this situation that I question and I have interested is that when it happened, you're in the middle of a game, there's 60,000 people going nuts, and you sought after this interaction. You had to go 20 to 30 yards off of the playing field in the middle of what you should be kind of paying attention to a game or locked in to seek this confrontation. I didn't see the Shaq Lawson video, but by the way you described it, it was like in the end zone or it was...
No, it was right behind the bench. And I don't know if it was during or after the game, but it was right behind the Bills bench.
But I just question in the situation that it happened. Like I said, you're going, 20, 30 yards off of the playing field in the middle of the game when, I would hope you... Well, how do you hear that? Unless you're looking for that fan that you have a history with in seeing it. So to me, there's almost a premeditated, part of this for him.
A premeditated part on the fan's part or Metcalf's part? Because the fan came there to goad Metcalf. That's pretty clear.
Well, and they've had a pass. It's been from everything I've read and saw, they have had a pass where this...
Yeah,
where
Metcalf, it happened one other time. Yeah, yes.
So I just wondered if it was premeditated from Metcalf as well. You know this guy's here. You have rabbit ears. You're listening for him because you have this history with him.
Well, I don't know what was said. If the thing said that Harrison and Johnson say, that would probably get your attention. However, James Harrison and Joe Hayden themselves said you can't let yourself get into that situation. So if that's what you're trying to say here, they agree. Harrison and Hayden agree that... Although there's some confusion on that, too, because Harrison said, if somebody said that to me, I would beat the dog crap out of them. And I'm lightening that up from what he said. But he also said, you can't do that. And if it was, it's kind of like the Jalen Ramsey spitting thing. Like, we all defended him. Tomlin defended him. But if that was the AFC title game and he got himself kicked out, would we still be defending him? Like, what James Harrison said was, and Hayden agreed, as bad as it might have been, and I don't know yet. I don't know what was said. As bad as it might have been, you can't let yourself get into that situation for the sake of your football team. That's the two ex-players talking.
Well, and I would imagine the players, like if I'm in that situation, I've played sports before, and I'm sitting there and you're that far away and hear that, hopefully my teammates have my back just like the Shaq Lawson.
Well, it seemed like he was off from his teammates a little bit. And here's my question, though. That I would say is, where was security? In the video I saw, there's a security person dressed in police type gear right near Metcalf when he starts to make his way over. Metcalf addresses that security person. Again, I don't know what was said there. Maybe he said, oh, I know that guy, or so that he could get to him without being stopped by security. Or maybe he said, I'm going to get that. What? I don't know. But he was headed toward the crowd, which is unusual, which is something that needs to be monitored and probably cut off before it happens during a game. That person, the one dressed in the police type outfit, backed off and just watched it happen. And then another person in the video is dressed in a red shirt that says security. And that guy was completely useless. He watched the whole thing happen and then watched Metcalf walk back to the bench. And did nothing. So, yeah, you could ask where security in the stadium, Steelers security. I don't know. But there's got to be more, I would think, in any game between a bench and a crowd. I would think, given some of the incidents throughout sports history, that going into a game, that would be a place that would be patrolled. In case something happens. So there may have been security failures as well. Who's next?
We will go to Chris in Clairton.
Hey, Chris.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to talk about the last play against the Lions. I don't understand how the officials can be so wrong and so right at the same time. The offensive pass interference was absolutely the right call.
Yeah, nobody said it wasn't on the last play. Even the Lions said it wasn't the wrong call.
But to call that a touchdown is ridiculous. St. Brown caught the ball at about the half-yard line, and the Steelers pushed him back to the 5.
Right. No doubt. The play should have been whistled dead, but we're talking about DK Metcalf right now. Next.
Troy in Mount Washington.
Hey, Troy.
Joe, what's going on, man?
Hey, man. What's up?
Hey, how you doing? So, just a couple things. One, I think for the security. Now, the guy had a jersey, and he was asking for an autograph. So, I think that the security may have thought that DK was actually going over to sign the jersey for him. And DK wasn't saying much on the sidelines.
I don't know what DK... Were you on the side? You sound like you were on the sidelines. DK wasn't saying much? You know the fan was asking for an autograph?
There's videos.
Yeah, I saw the videos. I've seen every possible video. I've seen every possible video, and it's very difficult to decipher what that man in particular was saying up there.
Right. I don't know what I do not know what he was saying. I just know people around him were telling DK not to sign the jersey. But in terms of the suspension,
yeah,
I'm gonna have to disagree. I think that there should be at least a one game suspension, and I'm gonna explain why.
Yeah.
I agree with you with everything you said with Shaq Lawson, and I know Philly fans are a little bit different. But if you allow some players, I think that it's been done multiple times now, and the league has seen that, you know, we haven't done enough to prevent this from happening since it happened again. I think that if you see that happen, that you need to kind of set a little bit of a precedent.
Wait, what are the times that, you're referring to?
Well, the Shaq Lawson, and then the Lamar Jackson, and then the snowball that you were talking about.
You're making it sound like it happens every week. The one with the Raiders The one with the Raiders happened in 1999. The one with Lamar, the NFL made a clear statement that if you initiate contact as a fan, you're the one who's going to be punished, not the player, which is the right ruling. So the only other one that you know about, and I don't even know if you knew about it before I started this show today, was Shaq Lawson. And the league should have stepped in there. You're right about that, and I'm right about that.
With your ruling there about if the fan initiates contact, there was no initiation of contact from the fan. DK
right.
walked over to the fan.
Absolutely.
So that it doesn't fall into the category of the fan initiating contact.
Exactly. And neither did Shaq Lawson. Right. That's you just opened my show again. So, right. That's why the Lamar comparison is bad. Because
I just don't think you can judge off of past things. I don't think that just because you didn't penalize a guy before that moving forward, it should never be penalized. I think that there's new precedents that are set. There's new standards that are set as things continue to happen. That happens a lot in this league where someone, you know, does something off the field or someone does something on the field and they don't get in trouble for it that much. And then it happens again. And the league looks at that and says, you know, I don't think we did enough last time. And I like that from the league. I like that the fact that if DK did this and there was maybe just no fine at all or just a little fine and no suspension, that, you know, maybe who knows, next year or somewhere down the line it happens again. If you're going to continue to give the same punishment or kind of turn a cold shoulder to what happened, then you're not really progressing as a league. I'd like that the league.
No, that's fair. I think that's fair. That's fair what you said there. So what do you think should happen to Metcalf?
I think there should be a one-game suspension. The two was a little bit much. I get the suspension, but I think there should be at least a one-game suspension and a fine.
Well, I think we kind of arrived at the same place. I would go a hefty fine because that would be more than what Lawson got. But what you say is true. Maybe
these guys make so much money. You have to penalize the team and you have to penalize the player. And the only way to penalize the team and the player is to take someone like that off the field so they cannot impact.
Well,
the
maybe
game.
They should have thought of that with Shaq. Maybe they should have thought of that with Shaq Lawson, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You're going back. We're talking about progress. We're talking about the league making different decisions to change. You know,
or you could say hypocritical decisions. You could say hypocritical decisions, yeah. Or decisions against very recent precedent. But I think we arrived at almost the same spot there. Almost.
I'm curious how much, probably shouldn't have played any factor, but just the reality of the Steelers winning that game, Baltimore losing its game. It's not as critical for the Steelers, right? These next two games.
I wonder if it's going to become very critical if the Ravens win, because then you have to beat, we don't have to beat Cleveland. But to me, the difference between winning a playoff game and not is avoiding a, you know, holy war against the Ravens in the final game and sacrificing your bodies to that compared to getting a week's rest, a de facto bye week, and then having maybe the Chargers or Broncos after they fight maybe for the AFC West crown on the final Sunday, having to go through that battle and then traveling across the country to play you. I mean, it's just I think it's the difference between winning and losing. But yes, it's been lessened than if there had been different results Sunday. It would be a larger competitive topic. I just think we might be underselling the competitive topic. Obviously, if the Ravens win. Anyway, 412-928-9370. Fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Let's continue with this topic and talk about if it is one game suspension. And we'll be monitoring this. So if it's any suspension whatsoever, what do the Steelers do on the field? How big of a loss is DK Metcalf right now? It seems pretty big to me. With the plays he's been making lately. 412-928-9370, the Mike Tomlin News Conference coming up at noon, followed by the Batconian Mongoose. Nick Farabaugh at 11. Lots and lots of Steelers as they start to take on the look of, yes, a Super Bowl team, Sean?
Oh, I heard this yesterday. A lot of people reacting to that. I like that you're willing to adjust based on what you see on a weekly basis. And not be stubborn with an opinion.
Yeah. I mean, me and the rest of the world, you know, I thought the Ravens would be in the Super Bowl. Now I don't. Those are the examples I always use based on what happens, like, on the field. 100% of people involved in sports change their opinions based on what happens on the field. Players, fans, GM, media, coaches, other players. The Steelers thought Darius Slay was really good. Then he played and they changed their opinion. Tons and tons of people bet tons of money that the Detroit Lions were going to be good this year. They really thought they were. That was their opinion. And then the Lions played their season out and their opinion's different. I thought that the Steelers, like you listening out there, 99.9% of you, and like you, I'm sure, Sean, and like everybody else, were as good as dead after that debacle against the Bills, and they've risen from the mat to their credit. And suddenly it's all coming up Steelers, like the scenario I just presented. These other teams have these battles yet to fight. And the Steelers, if they play their cards right, are going to be sitting at home for a week, resting guys or two, resting guys like Cam Hayward, Aaron Rodgers, Jalen Ramsey, both their running backs if they want, and are going to have a great chance to show up healthy for once for a playoff game, rested and loaded for bear, maybe against a team traveling across the country that just went all out to try to win a division the previous week. So for once, it's all coming up Steelers here.
Here's a question for you, Joe.
Yeah.
If Baltimore loses Saturday, did the Steelers sit Rodgers the next day?
I would, but we'll talk about that in a little bit, Sean. It's a wonderful question.
Thank you.
928-9370.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.